You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Shelter-in-place caused many artists to postpone or cancel live concert events, but that didn't stop Freddie from releasing new material or performing online. The Oakland-based R&B singer released their debut album, Melanin Monroe, during quarantine. Melanin Monroe. Good name. The work highlights what it means to be Black and gender fluid. They explore themes of being in a queer relationship and how the Bay Area influenced them. Here's Freddie, in their own words, in a new edition of Bay Area Beats produced by Porfirio Rangel.
Hi, my name is Freddie, pronounced they, them, and I am the R&B trap queen of Oakland, California. I would describe my music style as a blend of hip-hop and R&B. I started writing music probably when I was in seventh grade, but I've only started in this most recent path as an artist, like maybe about 2 to 3 years ago. You Don't Know My Name, that one just like, it came to me, like the idea of like wanting to write about an experience with like someone on Grindr who wants to stay anonymous and doesn't want to share the relationship they have with you outside of like the shadows. That's something that, I mean, I feel like a lot of queer people can relate to. I wanted to create a project that was explicitly queer and that was explicitly Black. And so the name Melanin Monroe was just like, it felt so perfect for me. I'm a queer historian and I wanted to create something that people could look back on and say, this was for us. I identify as non-binary in that I don't subscribe to one or the other of that binary, but I do see myself as gender fluid as well. I just love that whole spectrum. I'm just very vibrant with gender. I love gender. I'm made it straight for the fall. I'm made it straight to the billion. Disillusioned by love. My delusions of grandeur are barely standing up. The realization that I was non-binary and the decision to explore my gender further came out of performing, actually. Long ago, like when I first started performing, long ago, like 2 years ago, when I first started performing, my first gig was at a queer art and fashion show with UC Berkeley. The theme was the queer future. I heard it was a fashion show and I said, I want to explore more. I don't want to just show up in like some jeans and a t-shirt and call it a day. We're talking about queer fashion, so I need to explore. I need to push myself. It was Anastasia's on Telegraph by campus. I went to the women's section. I went and looked for whatever really just like resonated with me. I didn't care anymore about where I was supposed to go. It was kind of nerve wracking because I'm always anxious about people looking at me when I'm in like the women's section and I don't know, just like judging. Like it's hard to escape that feeling of being like surveyed. I was able to shake it off and just really enjoy myself and enjoy the process of trying on different outfits. And honestly, I found some new looks. And every single show that I've done, I made it a goal to push myself even further. I saw the gender in my mind that really like resonated. And it wasn't, oh, you're a boy. Oh, you're a girl. It's like, you're Freddie. Like you're doing your thing and you have your inspirations and you have your influences. And that's all that matters. Okay, so better.
Freddie gon' sign, best Freddie gon' sign, that was bad.
Clack, kaboom, everybody knows when I step in the room. Freddie here and I take you to the top.
What made me decide to release Melanin Monroe despite the pandemic, coronavirus, was that my grandpa passed away about a year ago. And it really made me realize how short life is and how precious it is, and every day is a gift. And that really set me on a path to realizing, like, if there's anything that I want to do, I better do it now. I've really waited my whole life to put out an album.
I've been putting this some more work, rocking on sweats old t-shirts. I'm on my grind these days, you know how this thing works. Said I'm back on my beep, I was sitting in the back on like a reefer.
I promised myself that I would stick to it the entire way through, and I set the deadline for 420 just for fun, but then everything went down. And I couldn't stop. I've done the Instagram live shows. I've done the Zoom concerts. I've done pre-recorded shows.
Anyway, you can call me a villain, cause I look bad when I'm chilling. The Marty people's are serious, man. I don't know. God, I'm a winner, so been a lump of my fitness. So if you want it, oh, sweetie, we can go.
I don't have all the tech set up to make an amazing show yet. And I think that this pandemic has revealed a lot of the economic disparities between people, the haves and the have-nots.
Rocking on sweats, old t-shirts. I'm on my grind these days, you know how this thing works. Said I'm back on my beep, I was sitting in the back of like a reefer.
I said I'm Benji, I'm Benji. You could never have me, so hood, but I'm campy. Slim thick like a grown baby, only bad really understand me. Let me repeat.
The Bay Area is my home. I've been here for almost 10 years now, and I moved around a lot when I was growing up. So I never really had another place that I considered home, but I just feel like it's the first place that I've fully felt embraced for who I am, wherever I'm at in that journey as a queer Black artist. So I feel like I can just kind of do my own thing and kind of take it as far as I want to take it here. And there's gonna be someone that appreciates that.
I'm looking like a joke, and I'm looking hella five to the 10. FREDDI, it's Bay Area. What up?
I know a lot of people, especially a lot of Black queer people in the world, like globally, just don't have that privilege of being able to celebrate themselves as vividly and openly and extravagantly as possible, and aren't given much range. So I wanted to offer that up. I wanted to say, you can be this, you can be this, you can be this too. And let that be a project for people who look like me.
For you to wake up. I don't need a conversation.
These whole past couple of years has been a journey for me in trying to, you know, establish myself as an artist and what that will sound and look like. Anyone who's starting on their journey as an artist, their journey in discovering themselves, be it their gender, their sexuality, just their identity, who they are, take time for yourself. You owe yourself that time to really just think about what you really want and think about what matters to you.
Just give it up tonight, yeah, you're gonna see. I'm gonna be around for you, boy. I'm gonna be around for you, boy. So I say it, if it's the first time.
That's Oakland-based R&B singer Freddie. This edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Porfirio Rangel. Freddie's album, Melanin Monroe, is out now.
Say the first time that I felt this way. But baby, you know that sometimes I get shy. If it's the first time that you heard this, then I opens up your pretty eyes. First time that I felt this way, but it's the first time.